Praise your name. Praise your name. Father, right now we thank you for your word. Father, we ask that you'd order our steps in your word tonight, Lord. Lord, we surrender and we ask, Lord, and we proclaim that we'll have open minds and receptive hearts for your word tonight, Lord. Lord, that you'll bless us and you'll guide us and direct us. Teach us. You'll correct and direct us, Lord, from your word tonight, Lord. You'll give us peace. You'll give us understanding and insight. And you'll bring victory and joy because of your word tonight. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. There is no other name that we praise, Lord, that should be praised or can be praised, Lord, but yours. We praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Any testimonies tonight? Anybody excited about Jesus tonight? Praise the Lord. Jean has a testimony, and I'm excited for her. How many remember we prayed for her on Sunday? Well, God's already done a work. Amen.
Tonight, my spirit is restored. It's renewed. My faith is renewed. And my sister came to see me. This is what it was about. I know you all think I complain too much about her. And I... or whine. That's what I told Bill. I feel like I'm whining when I complain about her, but no, I love my sister. And she came to see me today. We talked for hours and talked about things that we should have brought up years ago, you know. And we totally agreed with one another. We totally meshed. We were of one mind and of one heart when she left. And things will never be the same. From now on, we're going to have a wonderful relationship. I know that deep in my heart. And not so deep. It's right up here in my throat. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. I know that's been a concern of Jean's for a long time. Amen. Give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You always hear and answer our prayers, Lord. Hallelujah. That's been a concern of Jean's for a long time. And rightfully so. It's her sister. Nobody likes to have issues in their families. Sometimes they are, and there's nothing we can do about it. But God is a God of reconciliation. And then he's a God of restoration. Once things are reconciled, there's a restoration to fellowship, restoration to peace, restoration to the connection that we should have. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. And see what she's saying there, she's saying by faith and by proclaiming and prophesying that in the situation. And I agree with her. How many agree with her? Amen. And we need to understand we're not in this alone. Amen? We as a family of God, we should be ready to go to battle any time for each other. The Lord was sharing with me just even as we came in, just a short little message. And if you want to start, you can start by turning to Ephesians 1, chapter 11. Or, excuse me, chapter 1, verse 11. There we go. Thank you, Harry. Where's Marie tonight? Not feeling good? Well, Father, in Jesus' name, we come against the attack of the enemy. I tell you, Satan, in Jesus' name, to release her. You have no authority, no right to do that to her. She has an inheritance in God, not an inheritance in you. So we see the affirmity, the affliction coming back on the Satan. And we thank you, Lord, she's set free. From the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, strength, Lord, in her heart, in her breathing, and in all functions in her body, every ligament, every tendon, every blood vessel, Lord, we thank you that they're all functioning the way you designed, and we'll receive no other report. We lift her up and thank you, Lord, for victory. We are victors, not victims, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what it's all about, folks, fighting for people, in Jesus' name. And in God. This is a message, I don't know, maybe not a message, but just some things that I heard. And I put some footnotes down there, and I want to deal with inheritance tonight. You know, we have an inheritance. How many know that? We have an inheritance in God. And what does that entail? And we're going to cover just a little bit of that tonight. Not a long message, but I think you'll be blessed if you follow along. And I'll give you the scriptures as we turn to them. I've got them written down in my Bible so I can follow in chronological order here. But it starts in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. It says, in him, thank you for your word, Lord, in him also we have obtained, we have obtained. You have obtained already. When you became a born-again believer, you obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him. The predestination comes from being and following the purpose He has for you. And one of the purposes is that we know Him, we fellowship with Him. Being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will. Amen? Now, if you will, turn with me over to Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. So we already have, we see by this scripture, by this verse, that we already have we've obtained already an inheritance in Him. And in that, it's the predestination that in Him all the promises of God are what? Yes and amen. And it's according to the counsel of His will that we have these inheritances. The things that He's promised are not something we will get in the sweet by and by or when we get to heaven. They're effective immediately when you become a believer, whether you realize it or not. Hosea 4, verse 6. Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, in case you're wondering where that's at. Look at this verse. It says, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also reject you from being a priest for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children." Now that's not an inheritance. That's a promise if we reject the knowledge of God. And if we don't understand and perceive what God's done for us, if we don't walk in the knowledge of God, it says, "My people are destroyed," or in the King James Version, it says, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." And perishing, I would be destroyed, in my estimation. Praise the Lord. So what we need to know is and understand that when God says something in His Word, it's His will, it is His Word, and so if He says we have it, if He says we're walking it, we're to walk in it. We're to understand and receive it in Jesus' name. Okay? Turn with me now, if you will, to Joshua chapter 18, verses 2 and 3. Joshua chapter 18, verses 2 and 3. We're just going to do a little jumping around. There's only like 4, 5, 6 scriptures here. In these two verses, we understand that there were remaining among the children of Israel, 7 tribes which had not yet received their inheritance. Then Joshua said to the children of Israel, "How long will you neglect to go and possess the land?" Now, they didn't possess the inheritance because they didn't go after it. They didn't go after it. Verse 3, "How long will you neglect to go and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers has given you?" It was promised to them. The action on their part that was required is that they go in and possess it. And that's why they hadn't received their inheritance at this point. Go back with me to Galatians 3:29. Galatians 3:29. Listen carefully. It says, "And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed," listen carefully, "and heirs according to the promise." God gave a promise to Abraham. Abraham obtained a promise and he obtained an inheritance, and that is extended to all who are grafted into the vine and who have become Abraham's seed. And that's happened when you received Jesus. You became the seed of Abraham when you received Jesus. Just as if you had been his, which we all are anyway, literally, but his physical offspring. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you know. So we need to understand that. If you're Christ's, how many of you here are Christ? "Then you are Abraham's seed, and you are heirs according to the promise of God." And what are the promises of God? In Him, they're yes and amen. Turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 2 through 8. Main emphasis on verse 7. Deuteronomy 28, verses 2 through 8. This should be a familiar passage for us. It talks about the blessings of serving and obeying God and doing all that He tells us to do. I think I'll read verse 1 because I think it's a very important part of this to preface this. It says, "Now it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully," or to do carefully, "all His commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth." And let's go on. And these blessings are inheritances. They're part of the inheritance, blessings. These blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. And here's what the blessings look like. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field, in the country. Blessed shall you be, or shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall you be, or shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Listen, verse 7. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your eye, before your face. They shall come out against you one way, and they will flee from you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessings on you. He's not just giving them to you. He's commanding them on you. Amen. Hallelujah. In your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand. And he will bless you in the land which the Lord gave, which the Lord your God is giving to you. In verse 9, I'll just read this real quick. The Lord will establish you as holy people to himself. It's all for him. Just as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Then I'm going to read verse 10 too. Then all people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And that's one of the reasons why people do things in secret. Because when we step on the scene, we bring the light of God in, and that exposes them. But that's not the emphasis here. The emphasis is the fact that God has commanded blessings. He's given you an inheritance. And the inheritance you have is what it says in verse 3 through verse 7 or verse 8. You're going to be blessed in everything you do. Everything you set your hand to, you're going to be blessed. And it doesn't mean if you hold your mouth just right, if you bow down three times a day, it means that because he loves you, these are the things that he's promised and he's set on you. Now, you can hinder the flow if you don't obey him. But remember, in Deuteronomy 28:1 says, it'll come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of your Lord your God and observe carefully all his commandments, which I command to you this day. He says he'll set you on high. How many know we're supposed to be the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath? That's what the Word of God says. Amen. Let's look at Exodus chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. Exodus chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. All right, here's what it says. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night. That was a promise, and that was part of the inheritance for the redeeming and the setting free of the children of Israel, that he would pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and I will strike all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now, if you remember, we just read that he will cause your enemies to come in against you one way and flee from you seven ways. Pharaoh was a stinker. He heard what God said, and he hardened his heart. He wouldn't give in. And so he brought calamity on Egypt. He brought death and destruction on Egypt, even his own house. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and I will strike the firstborn of the land, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute my judgment. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the house where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plagues shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. Now listen, the picture here is not just putting it on the house, but what are we? We're a tent. We're a temple of the living God. And the reason God's promises are effective in our lives is because we've been covered in the blood of Jesus. Amen? So when these things come and when the things come that try to tear us down, we're covered in the blood. And we may go through a little situation, but God has given us the victory. And we need to be mindful that the Bible says, now thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph in Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. Thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph in Christ. Not maybe so, not hopeful so. If you put your attention on, fix your focus on Him, and you have an intimate relationship with Him, and that comes from being born again, then you're blessed in everything you do. You have received an inheritance. Not you're going to. I mean, we all know we're going to get to heaven one of these days, but the inheritance started the day you said, Jesus, I need you in my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. So all the promises of God to you and are effective in you all the time. You just got to reach out and take a hold of them. You got to acknowledge that they're there, and you got to ask God to show you by the Holy Spirit that they're there, and then reach out and operate and walk in them. Amen? Hallelujah. Verse 14 says, so this day shall be unto you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord through your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance. We need to be mindful of the things of God. God has given us an inheritance, and that inheritance covers just anything you can think of. Amen? We're not to suffer loss. Amen? No weapon formed against us will prosper. Amen? 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come nigh you. We won't come near you. Only with your eye will you behold and see the reward of the wicked. In other words, you're only going to see the destruction of the wicked, you know, but it's not going to have any effect on you. Because why? Because you have an inheritance and because you're a child of God. You are a child of God. A son and an heir. That's good news. That's shouting news to me. Amen? Hallelujah. God's good. He loves us. He loves us. So like Brian, like Kathy with the things she went through, Harry, Marie, all of us, any of us, Bill, when there's a struggle, then that's when we need to rally around. And we need to continue to be uplifting and upholding one another, fighting for one another. Amen? Seeing the promise of God that He's given to us, the inheritance that He's given us come to pass in our life. Every minor detail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We should be encouraged tonight. It's already ours. And while there are times when we may not see the whole ball of wax at one time, we can see the blessings on our lives through many circumstances in our lives, even though we may not have received the full manifestation. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anybody got anything they want to praise God about? I'll give you another chance. Gene does, we know. All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The enemy always wants to come back and test us and see. But whom the Lord sets free is what? Free indeed. Amen. And we give Him the credit. Hallelujah. Part of your inheritance. Part of your inheritance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody else? I don't know what's going on, but something again has changed in me since Sunday. I got to tell you, I mean, I'm almost like a nervous Nelly. And when I say that, I'm not saying that negatively, but I just have an anticipation. There's an excitement in me. There's a, you know, y'all know I'm always like that anyway, but the point is, you know, I mean, even when I'm going through struggles, I mean, I God's so good. But there's just something in me that just, I don't know. And if you look at things through the world's eyes, there's nothing to be excited about. It looks like we're headed into all kinds of troubles and things. But I guess all I can say is I'm free. I know I'm free in God. I know I have an inheritance. I know I'm blessed. I am blessed beyond measure. Part of that blessing is because I got you all. I'm part of your lives and you're part of my life. Amen. Amen. That's right. For eternity. Hallelujah. Like the old song says, now I belong to Jesus, Jesus belongs to me, not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's good news. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I got a chance to share with Brian today and just encourage him. And one of the things I got to share with him is Christianity is not religion. Christianity is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Christianity is being a Christ one, one of Christ, a disciple, amen, of Jesus. And that's what makes the difference, that personal relationship with Him. Praise the Lord. I know he was kind of frustrated and he was up in arms. But once again, as I just began to share the Word, as the Holy Spirit told me, not for a long time, but just enough to encourage his heart and let him know, Brian, put your focus on the things of God, not on the things that are going on around you. And that's what we need to do. Sometimes it is. But you know what? If you do that, then all the things that frustrate you and keep you down or that try to attack you, they just kind of, what was I worried about? Or what was that? How many know what I'm talking about? Amen. Amen. But even though it may be hard to do in our flesh, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. So the thing is to run to Him. Run to Him. You know, we don't have to be sheepish. The Bible talks about us coming boldly to the throne of grace. We're going to obtain favor and help in the time of need. Amen? Boldly. Why? Because we're redeemed. We're His children. We're heirs. We're part of the body of Christ. We have a right to be there. Amen. You should be shouting. We have a right to be there. Just go in there, crawl right up on Daddy's lap, Abba Father, and just love on Him and let Him love on you. Those of us who have had children, there's times when the child just comes in and, you know, just they just got that they're in that lovey mood. They climb up in your lap, and I mean, it's like, I mean, you just can't help yourself. You just want to do something wonderful for them, you know. They make you feel wonderful. They acknowledge that they love you, and you love them, and you just want to do things for them just because they're your child. Amen? And that's the way God is. We know from the Bible that God says He's up in heaven whirling about with violent emotion over His children. Just wringing His hands. That's my son. That's my daughter. Ooh, I want to bless them. I want to bless them. I just want to bless them. Amen? If that's not a picture in your life, then I want to pray for you tonight. If that's not something that's real in your life, I want to pray for you tonight. That needs to be the way you see your Father. Because that's the way He is. And you know what? He's not like the earthly fathers. Well, bless God, I brought you in this world, and I'll take you out and make another one just like you. And that's not God. That's not God. God's made a way for us to be redeemed. He's forgiven us. And we're covered with the blood. That means forever. Forever. Amen? If we'll serve Him, we have a straight shot. You know, I told Brian today that, you know, when the calamities and things come, it looks like it's like all of a sudden, instead of going down this pathway, we're all of a sudden climbing hills and going down in valleys, and we're going left and right, crooked places. And God says, He says, I'll bring the high places low, the low places high, and I'll make the crooked places straight. And what's left? A straight road right into His blessings and into the eternal inheritance. Amen? See, we not only have the inheritance in this earth, but we have our heavenly inheritance too. All this in heaven too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It makes me want to just shout, just praise the Lord all the more. Sometimes the enemy tries his hardest to get us to forget what a wonderful life it is in seeing Jesus, to serve the Lord. It's not always easy, but the point is, when it's not easy, that's when Jesus steps on the scene. That's when God steps on the scene and the Holy Spirit begins to go to work along with His angels and brings us through. Amen? Without the smell of smoke and not one hair singed. Amen? Hallelujah. And the only thing that falls off are the bondages and calamities and the attacks that the enemy tries to bring against us. Amen? If you don't believe that, turn to Daniel chapter 3 and read about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In the face of the government at the time, they were told, this is what the decree is, you're going to do it my way. You know, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I hadn't thought about that till right now. They were told, this is what you're going to do. I'm the king. I proclaim it. And if you don't, I'm going to put consequences on you. Well, honey, even he saw the third man or the fourth man in the fire. And even he proclaimed with his own mouth. Didn't we just cast three men in? Yes, that's right. But I see four men unloosed, unharmed, unbound, walking in the midst of the fire. And the form of the fourth. And now remember, the Bible says every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And he said, the form of the fourth is like that of the Son of God. And Jesus had not even been revealed at that time. Hallelujah. And where he's no respecter of persons. God is no respecter of persons. In him there's neither Jew nor Greek, male nor female, bond or free. We're all the same. And his view of us is as if we were the only one in his life. Amen. That just, you talk about getting Twitter-pated. My word. That's enough to keep me going till Sunday. Back for eternity. Hallelujah. Praise you, Holy Spirit. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We praise you, Lord. Thank God that he's kept his word and that he can't change. What he said, he will do. Gene, when God says, I'm a God of reconciliation and a God of restoration, he showed himself strong on your behalf today, didn't he? And you reap the benefits from it. Amen? Deborah, thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph. Amen? Hallelujah. And one nasty old temptation and a habit, you know, smoking won't send you to hell, but it'll make you smell like you've been there. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to be lighthearted, folks. There's no condemnation. When God says it's time to quit, it's time to quit. Amen? And if you don't, then you're disobeying him. And we just read that if you don't believe that, if you don't want to just take it from Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1, take it from Joshua 1:8. Amen? See, the things that are really important, God repeats in many different places. Remember, the Old Testament contains the New, and the New Testament explains the old. So it's all relevant. Amen? He says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. Not one jot, not one tittle will pass away till all is fulfilled. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I want to take this opportunity. I didn't really get a chance to personally thank you guys. I want to sit right here and thank you for the blessing of Sunday. That was totally unexpected. I didn't see that coming, but the blessing was the heart of the people that was on that card. And I hope you realize and understand that that's the same heart I have towards you. My reward is in God. I thank you for the blessing, but the blessing is, again, being able to be associated with you folks, and the blessing of being called, again, feeling unworthy, but knowing it's God's call on my life to be your pastor, but I am. And that's by the grace and the mercy of God and by the plan of God. And all I can say is not my will be done, but his will be done. Amen? Hallelujah. I love y'all. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody else got anything we need to say or anything we need to pray about tonight? Well, we've got time for a little more music if you want to. And if not, then we can go back and fellowship if that's what you want to do. Anyway, let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for this night, for your encouragement. Thank you for the encouraging word you gave us tonight. Thank you for revealing to us and once again putting solid in us the things that we need to know that bring victory, bring joy in you, Lord, in us. Our joy is in you, but the joy is brought into and given to us, Lord. So we joy over your word tonight. We joy over the promises of God. And we, more than anything, we joy over salvation, Lord. Your mercy and your grace. Father, I ask you to seal your word in these hearts. Thank you that they're encouraged. I pray and I believe and I prophesy that they're encouraged, Lord, tonight. Small message, but Lord, an important message. That they'll meditate on it. And Lord, as they do, you'll reveal even greater truths through this, Lord. In Jesus' name. Bless our fellowship, bless our time of fellowship, and the food, Lord. We sanctify it by your word in this prayer, in Jesus' name. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for meeting our needs. Amen. Hallelujah.